CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com. This is the Scala Report, looking at the question raised by the Wall Street Journal in these last days following the surprising retail sales number that was bursting good news about America shopping. The question is straightforward. Are we too gloomy? Are we taking all of these disparate reports about the vaccine, about the population wanting to go back to work, but the great resignation, about inflation? Are we putting that all together and coming up with a gloomy forecast of the future when, in fact, our shopping suggests the opposite? Chris, a very good day to you. Are we too gloomy? There's a question that all of us can deal with as grown-ups. I would say that I could find anecdotes west coast to coast about trouble ahead. But the retail sales number, how do we explain that? Americans are happy to shop when they're happy, and they keep their money in their pockets when they're not. How do you interpret it? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. It's clear that Americans have a lot of liquidity at the moment, and with retail sales in October up in that 1.7, 1.8 range, that on the face looks like a very good sign. The challenge being when you're looking at CPI inflation over the same time of 4.7%, where does the story lead when you start comparing an increased retail sales number with potentially runaway inflation? So arguably, you may have a flat or down actual shopping month when you inflation adjust within, but definitely problematic to say, even though shoppers have a lot of money, are goods available, are shelves stocked and available, or how much of this is inflation impacted in the number not being quite as good as one would think?
My colleague Liz Peek gave me this detail from these past days. The University of Michigan consumer confidence number is at 66.8. How do we understand what that means in the world of consumer confidence? Apparently, it is in the record book that when Ronald Reagan won the presidency in 1980, and we can all recall double-digit inflation, long lines at the gas pump, and the malaise had settled on the land in addition to the Soviet Union had invaded Afghanistan and other extreme foreign policy emergencies, the consumer confidence level was at 75, and it's now at 66. So other stories that are a puzzle as to are we too gloomy. I go to the news from California, where Gavin Newsom, the governor, is touring the port of Los Angeles with legislatures who are entertaining the idea of declaring a state of emergency. Chris, what took them so long? How long have you been? I don't remember when you first flew over the Long Beach and Port of Los Angeles and talked to me about the lineup of container ships. That was early summer, late spring. Why are they now coming to this? Are we too gloomy? Is that what brought them to using the word emergency?
I believe what you're seeing is a challenge, obviously, within that supply chain that started back in the February timeframe. But it's the very, very slow response of the administration that has people worried. Things happen. That's just part of the nature of business and global logistics. But the fact that we're now 7, 8, 9, 10 months in, and they're just now figuring, hey, this may be an emergency, doesn't inspire a tremendous amount of confidence. And I think they're forgetting the principal rule as enumerated by James Carville when it comes to elections. It's the economy, stupid. If you're looking at plus $6 gas prices in California, if you're looking at runaway inflation across the estate, what does that mean in 2022?
Now we go to the virus, which has not left us, and the news from Europe. This within these last hours. Bloomberg. European countries are making a U-turn in their fight against a brutal fourth wave of the pandemic, increasingly forcing reluctant companies to let employees work from home, more than let. Just months after people began to return to the office, Germany is poised to agree on mandatory remote working as long as there are no, quote, operational reasons that stand in the way. London is reporting that in Germany right now, they're sending extremely ill patients to other countries because they're running out of hospital beds. In Belgium, the Belgian government, reports Bloomberg, decreed that employees need to work from home 4 days a week until mid-December. In Ireland and the Netherlands, people have already been instructed to work from home where possible. I ask then, because we've been looking to the new year, 2022, and back to the office, trying to return the large urban centers to something that resembles normalcy. Is that now under reconsideration, to your understanding, Chris? You have business coast to coast.
John, I think it's a somewhat tongue-in-cheek gauge of the seriousness of it. But when you see the Irish closing pubs early, you know that it's not something to be to mess around with or to play with. I think that you're looking at now a scenario where it was originally 4th of July, then Labor Day, then end of year, now pushing past January, where you could have material return to the office delayed even further because of these continued outbreaks and brush fires with the virus. That does not, especially in areas like New York, help to return the economy to a normal pattern. And again, the economic disruption that is coming from the virus continues to send waves through the bigger economies globally.
I mentioned that the administration right now is dealing with the courts when it comes to the planned mandatory vaccination rules for companies 100 or larger. I believe that that tangle in the courts will go on. I don't seek to summarize it. I just mentioned the administration is moving in that direction. However, there are increasing anecdotes. I've heard them myself. People who are vaccinated, who are doubly vaccinated. I am triply vaccinated, who are coming down with COVID in some fashion and feeling not deathly ill. We're not talking about hospitalization and extreme cases such as we experienced in the first and second wave of the virus, but certainly ill and certainly not something, not someone you would want to move into in an office environment. Is that going to lead the administration, Chris, to consider this idea of going back to normal? Can we tell at this point what the mood of the country is about what normal is?
I think in all honesty, the administration has kind of lost the path and the control of the dialogue in that we're not really getting what would be definable as clear information, clear guidance. If you're looking at the statistics in New York City, as it were, on Manhattan, and the lack of people returning to the office in force, that's the canary in the coal mine. From the both public health side as well as business side, I think all leaders can deal with whatever the instructions are, but now it just is increasingly messy when you have the administration now fighting battles in the courts about vaccine mandates. And if you continue to have these high breakthrough rates, what is the benefit of the vaccine above and beyond is not particularly clear.
Yes, all of that adds up to this picture for the new year. We've talked about we've mentioned that there is inflation in the land. Yes, and there are many explanations. One of them is the supply chain. And that contributes, yes, of course. But at the same time, there's wage push. John Deere just settled a strike, and that tells us that other companies are going to deal with wage demands or wage negotiations with their employees. And that inflation will continue into the new year. But we've been interested in when and if 2022 brings a brighter picture for the economy and for the American people. Last time I checked with you on this, Chris, and you are a global digital company, so you see the high end. We were talking about the third quarter of 2022. Are we now looking into 23? Have you heard any number like that?
I think it's pretty clear that you're going to continue to have material supply chain disruptions through much of 2022. The question is, will the office environment, will the work environment return to some form of normalcy in 22 or not? If the virus continues through Q1, Q2 with lockdowns, with restrictions, then you're looking at 2023 as an early indicator at best, but 2022 is now certainly in play.
That retail number, the shopping number, is that good news that we're finding a new normal? We can shop online and not go to the mall. Is that a positive?
It's a positive, but it's also potentially a counterindicator. You're seeing people now that are being priced out of the home buying market because of the runaway inflation on housing, as an example. So the question as to where people put their discretionary income, if that's converting into shopping, that could be a good thing for the economy, whether that's online or in retail. Either way, it's potentially good. But this continued inflation monster will start to take more and more dollars out of people's pockets. Watch that shopping number, watch housing starts and housing sales as indicators to say, where is the economy headed?
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com. Scala, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.